This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you do that is out of the ordinary when it comes to Thanksgiving? 206-803-ROCK. Katie, you're in DuPont. Tell us about all the different types of foods you like to do on Thanksgiving.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Well, this year we're being boring and going a traditional, but we always, every year we've done something different. Like last year we did prime rib. The year before that it was charcuterie board style food. We've done surf and turf, tamales, you name it, Korean barbecue. We've done everything except traditional. And this year we've decided to be boring and do traditional.
Do you guys invite, like, you know, extra people to your Thanksgiving ever? Because I'd like to be on the guest list. That sounds amazing.
No, it's just usually my husband, daughter, and I, and we just like to do random, cool, fun stuff.
How about next time, if you're going to stick with the turkey, stuff it with tamales?
Yeah.
I don't like turkey.
Oh.
But you do like tamales.
I do like that, yeah.
That's all that matters. Tamales are the greatest food ever.
Rock on, Katie. Joe is in Shelton. Joe, who do you cook food for?
So my wife's a budtender. The owner of the shop has four shops, and we cook Thanksgiving dinner for everybody that works on Thanksgiving.
So are the bud shops open then?
Yeah, this guy, he's open 365.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah,
I got to imagine there's not many leftovers if you have a bunch of bud tenders showing up to eat turkey.
No, definitely the desserts are pretty murdered at the end of it. So.
That's amazing.
What is your Thanksgiving specialty?
I'm frying turkey. My wife and I are from Louisiana, and we do Cajun fried turkey.
I've had the deep fried turkey once, and I get why people go crazy over it. It was so freaking good.
Oh yeah, and you got to inject it and all the goodies.
What do you inject it with all the goodies? I don't even know about this.
Heroin. Turkeys love heroin.
Well, it's like lots of heroin. Creole butter, some seasoning, some Cajun seasoning. Yeah.
I'm in for that.
Hey, Taryn, what are you doing with your turkey if you're not injecting it with stuff?
Yeah, really.
I don't do a lot of turkey injections.
Does your turkey not like the party? Jeez, man.
Do you need a special degree to be an injector?
Dude, our friend Rose from Tacoma just said, I make a turkey. As mentioned on How I Met Your Mother, it's a turkey stuffed inside of a turkey. But since that's not scientifically possible to cook all the way, I make a meat roll. It was my son's favorite way to have turkey. I'll send pics if you guys want.
Oh, I want to see a pic.
I feel like you're just trying to get invited to anyone's Thanksgiving dinner other than your own. Are you nervous? Are you having it at home?
So it's funny. My mom and I kept going back and forth. Who's hosting? Who's hosting? Is it she? Is it I? It is going to be my parents.
Okay.
My parents are hosting, but they only live like 4 miles from us, so it's not too bad. But I'm bringing two dishes and an appetizer.
When did you guys make this decision?
Like 3 days ago.
Is that not stressful?
Well, there's only a couple of us. It's just Brad and I and Barrett and my mom and my dad and my brother. So it's, we have a smaller group this year.
And like 17 other random people that just show up unannounced. It's not a
you
big deal.
You never know. It has happened
so
before.
So at your door, when those people show up unannounced expecting that they could come over for Thanksgiving, do you have a sign that says with an arrow pointing towards your mom and dad's house?
Mom and dad's.
Yeah.
No, where do you guys have it?
I'm not sure either yet. We're having them since grandma's.
Nice.
We had it at our house one time and it was so nice. Like, I mean, it was probably very stressful for my wife. I thought it was awesome because, you know, the football games are on. I don't have to worry about, like, getting in the car and missing some of the game. I just put the game on. I'm in my comfortable attire. And then people show up and then they leave. I don't have to go anywhere. It's fantastic.
So do you guys have to bring, what are you bringing to the Thanksgiving at the grandma's?
A plant-based roast.
Yeah.
Which apparently went up in price. It was like $30 for this little lump of fake meat, which is kind of ridiculous if you ask me.
Is it like a tofu-based thing or?
Sure. Yeah, it's made by Field Roast. They make like those Field Roast sausages that are pretty good. So it's not bad.
You don't have to inject it with anything.
Oh, we inject it. Yeah, with plenty of things. With MDMA so I can actually enjoy eating it. No, it's not that bad. And then typically it's one of my favorite things that Sid will do. I don't know if she's doing it this year. She'll make some kind of like a pie or like something that's all plant-based and bring it because some of her family members are like super anti. They're like, I ain't trying that vegan crap kind of stuff. So she'll make like some kind of a pie and then put it with all the other pies and not say which one is hers. And specifically watch the family members that don't like anything that's plant-based, quote-unquote, to see if they're enjoying that. And then after like they're like 6 or 7 bites deep on this pie, she's like, hey, that's the one I made.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And they're like, all of a sudden it stops being delicious for them.
Actually, spit it out.
So, do you have a set dish that you're bringing?
I am bringing a French onion green bean casserole and mashed potatoes. Nice. And then I'm doing some sort of like, I'm making these little brie Christmas trees that have candied pecans and cranberries and parsley and honey and all the stuff.
Those bud tenders that just called one and now come to your Thanksgiving. That sounds awesome.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
And Danny, you're going to Arizona?
I am going to Phoenix, which I like going to my aunt's house because they have like a huge mansion in Phoenix and they do all the cooking and I have no. And then I get to go do the turkey trot and not have to worry about it. However, I will say that when we host Thanksgiving, I actually like it better because Lynn is such a great cook that at that point I'm like, just make me all the stuff, babe. So we're probably going to do a second Thanksgiving when we come back.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, you know, I kind of miss doing all the turkey and everything. So she's going to do it when we get back and do like a full feast.
You probably get a discount on turkeys after Thanksgiving.
You know, honestly, it's probably,
price,
right?
It must drop.
Not a bad thing.
Is it like Halloween candy where the prices go down? I don't even know.
Hopefully it's not stale, though.